Welcome to a deeper look in the book. This broadcast is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of the book of Philippians. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert Sr. takes a deeper look in the book.
Philippians is a book that was written by the Apostle Paul. It was the city of Philippi, was a Roman colony governed by the Roman laws and subject to Roman rule. It was a city located in Europe, in Macedonia. It was the first church founded by Paul on his second missionary journey. It was the first church founded in Europe. And you can read Acts 16 if you want to read that story. The purpose of this book, the book of Philippians, is both a personal and a practical book. The church at Philippi had heard about Paul's imprisonment in Rome and wanted to send him aid, some financial aid. They sent one of their elders named Epaphroditus to carry the offering. But Epaphroditus did not return immediately because he took sick. And when he got well, Paul took the opportunity to write to the church addressing several issues. The first issue was explaining his imprisonment. We'll read about that in chapter 1. Then addressing some problems that was in the church, such as selfishness. We'll look at that in chapter 2. And explaining Epaphroditus' delay. That's also in chapter 2. And thanking them for the gift and then encouraging them in Christ's likeness. All right, so those are the purposes of the book. It's kind of a multi-purpose book when Paul was writing this letter there in Rome. The theme of the book. The word joy is mentioned in one way or another 19 times in these four chapters. How many times did I just say? 19 times. This is the book of joy. As a matter of fact, one of your homework assignments, since you don't see any homework down there, let me just throw some in. Amen. As the Spirit move me, I'll be giving you homework assignment throughout our lesson tonight. Would that be all right? I say, would that be all right? Amen. Amen. So one of the homework assignments is as you're reading through this book of Philippians, try to read it if you can in one setting and underline the word joy every time you come across the word joy or rejoice or enjoy. Underline that word and kind of meditate a little bit on the context that Paul is talking about. You wouldn't think that the book Paul would talk about joy in a prison cell. See, that's the difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is always related to your circumstances. If you have some shoes, you happy. If you ain't got no shoes, you not happy. If you got a new coat, you happy. But if you don't have a new coat, then you're not happy. If you got a new car, you happy. But if you don't have a new car, you're not happy. See, happiness is always tied to one circumstance. But joy is not tied to one circumstance. Joy has to deal with my relationship with God. So as long as I'm in fellowship with God, then I got joy. Even though I may not have no food to eat, I still got joy. Even though I don't have clothes to wear, the clothes that I want to wear, I still got joy. Even though I don't have a new car, I'm just riding around in that, what they call them, hoochies? Huh? What they call them? What is it? A hoopty. All right, well, I won't say that word no more. We won't be using that. Amen. That other one was a bad female. Well, we sure won't be using that. All right. See, that's my problem, trying to eavesdrop on grown folks' conversation. Amen. All right. Some things I just wasn't supposed to hear, I guess. All right. I'll either try to repeat it, one or the other. All right. But joy has to deal with one relationship with God. And you can be happy. I mean, you can have joy even in prison. And that's what Paul is going to teach us in this book of Philippians. This is the joy book. If you're ever depressed, read the book of Philippians here. All right. So the word joy is mentioned in one way or another 19 times in these four chapters. Another word that is used is the word mind. The word mind. Paul talked about remembering and thinking and mind several times throughout this book. And so then we can summarize the theme of the book as when you have the mind of Christ, it brings Christian joy. When you have the mind of Christ, it brings Christian joy. When you have, I didn't say when mama have, I didn't say when daddy have, when you have the mind of Christ, it'll bring you Christian joy. When you start thinking like Jesus thinks, then it'll bring you Christian joy. See, think about it. Was Jesus a millionaire when he died on the cross? How much did he will to his mama? Huh? Wasn't really nothing, did it? Amen. But he was the most joyous man that you can ever read about. You never read about Jesus being depressed. You never read about him even having a headache. You see? Because he was not tied to the world so that he allowed the cares of the world to weigh him down. Many of us allows the cares of the world to weigh us down. So we need the mind of Christ. See, we done bought into what the world say. The world say, the more the merrier. Huh? Isn't that what the world... Jesus says you get right with God, then you'll be merry. Huh? If you get a proper relationship with God, see, what good is having a bed if you ain't got no peace? You can have a nice bed. I mean, your bed can cost, you know, $3,000 or $4,000 from the room stove or from Havitis. But if you don't have no peace in your heart, you're not going to have no good night's sleep. You see what I'm saying? That's why the Bible says, what do a profit man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? All right, so this book is going to talk a lot about the mind of Christ. And if you want to have that Christian joy, you got to have a mind of Christ. Not necessarily a new Lexus, not necessarily a new Cadillac, but if you can afford one now, nothing wrong with it. But don't think that that Cadillac is what you need to make you happy. You need to find out the joy of walking with God. And when you walk with God, you can even walk without a Cadillac. I mean, how many chariots did Jesus have? How many white stallions did he have? See, when the Bible says Jesus left Galilee and went to Jerusalem, we don't think nothing to that. But that was 72 miles. And he walked all the way. You see what I'm saying? And he was a content man. And that's what Paul is going to talk about. He said, I have learned how to be content. I know how to be abased. I know how to be abound. I'm instructed to be full and hungry, to abound and suffer need. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. That's having the mind of Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. The outline of the book. Encouragement in the gospel. You'll read about that in chapter 1. We'll look at that tonight. Chapter 2, examples for living the Christian life. Chapter 3, exhortations for living the Christian life. Praise the Lord. Chapter 4, empowerment for living the Christian life. Now, that's a pretty good outline, isn't it? Encouragement in the gospel. Examples for living the Christian life. See, if you want to some examples, the best examples I find are in the Bible. They're still in the Bible. Amen. They're still in the Bible. If God thought enough of them to put them in the Bible, let's read about them that's in the Bible. Amen. So we got some example, because a lot of times when we try to pick an example, that may not necessarily be the example that God would pick. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, you think about back in the Bible day, back in Noah's day. The Bible says Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Well, now, there was more preachers around than Noah. But they didn't make the trip. They didn't catch the boat. They missed the boat. You see what I'm talking about? And no doubt the preachers that was getting all the notoriety and was getting all the recognition and getting all the attention, God didn't think nothing of them. Just like back in Jeremiah day, the ones that was really teaching the prosperity and everybody was flocking to them, they got killed in the captivity. They went down. See, the Bible talks about the things that are highly esteemed with man are not highly esteemed with God. Isn't that something? See, the Bible says God has chose the debased things of the world to confound the wise. Isn't that something? Think about, case in point of this, think about little David. When Samuel went over to Jesse's house to anoint a king, he started with the oldest one, the tall, dark, and handsome one. He said, oh, I know that. I know. Well, let me get the oil ready, because I know he's going to be king. And God said, he ain't the one. And he went through all seven of them. And God said, I ain't chose none of them. And he says, do you have any other children? He said, oh, yeah, little David, but he's out there taking care of the sheep. He said, that's the one. Tell him to come in. And little David was the little ruddy-looking guy. Little short, little fella. Little Opie. Finna make Opie king. Y'all remember Opie on Andy Griffin? Isn't that something? See, God don't necessarily choose what we would always choose. So that's why a lot of times people, they try to pick heroes out today. I say, well, I don't know about them out there. I mean, they looking good on the outside at a distance. Amen. But I don't know if they can handle, you know, the scrutiny of contact 8. Y'all know what I'm talking about when I say contact 8? Channel 8. Channel 8 News, they used to have back in the 80s and 90s. Contact 8. If you had a problem, you thought somebody was doing something illegal, you contact 8. Now they got Becky Oliver, Channel 4, investigative reporter. Huh? Y'all had 6 in New Orleans. Amen. New Scene 8. Amen. Amen. See, back in the 80s, see, a lot of times folks them thought these businesses thought they could get away with stuff, and so then they start, all you had to do is contact Channel 8. They call it Contact 8. Yeah, you just confiscate. Call Channel 8. And Channel 8 investigated for you. And they'll make them get in line. They don't want to fix that fence. It took them 6 months to just fix a fence. Oh, you contact 8 on them. Huh? Amen. Put them in the media. See, nobody want to be in bad light. See what I'm saying? Amen. 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 All right. All right. Well, let's go on and look at chapter 1. Are we ready to look at chapter 1? Can we look at chapter 1? All right. All right. Chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. Amen. All right. Rita, are we ready to do some reading?
Yes,
I need you to help me this evening. All right, let's look at the introduction. Paul knew that the church at Philippi was deeply concerned about his well-being. Therefore, Paul tries to encourage the church by letting them know of his state of mind. Amen. You know, if a person is in prison, you want to know how they're doing. And particularly if they are a prisoner like Paul, where folks don't like you because of your religious stand. You want to know how is that person doing. It's just like Saddam Hussein. Yeah, folks may want to know how he was doing, his followers. How is he doing? Because by him being arrested, a lot of folks didn't like him. Was he being tormented or what? You see? So you're wondering, since Paul is not well liked in the Roman world, how is he doing? It is clear that Paul's state of mind was not on himself, but it was on the gospel. 6 times in this chapter, he mentioned the gospel, that word gospel. Amen. If Paul would have been double-minded, somebody say double-minded, he would have complained. Now, one of the signs that you're double-minded is you complain. You're confused and you complain. Are you complain and you confused? Are you confused or you complain? Vice versa. Amen. I wonder if I'm talking to any double-minded people in the house today. Amen. Oh, well, let me go on back to the lesson here. Amen. Amen. But notice, because he was single-minded, his focus was on the gospel. We don't even get a clue of him double-mindedness. We get a clue of him being single-minded. Notice that the three priorities of the gospel. Let's look at the three priorities of the gospel. All right. Starting with verse number 1, it says, Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Help me out, Rita. Verse 2.
Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy.
Notice what Paul says. Always in every prayer. All right, read on.
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace.
Somebody say, Read on.
For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
Somebody say, The affection of Jesus Christ.
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and in all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
All right. What Paul's concern is about first is the fellowship of the gospel. The fellowship of the gospel. Paul is excited that, number one, that they are saved. He begins this book by saying, Paul and Timothy, the servants of, he called himself the bond servant. Some Bible said the slaves of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the bishops. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see that fellowship there? Can you see all the fellowship? Amen. He starts out, him and Timothy is in fellowship. Did you see that? Then he talks about the saints there at Philippi who are in Christ Jesus, the bishops and the deacons. He talks about grace be unto you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, did you see that he's sending greetings from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ? He's putting Jesus on the same level as God the Father. Now, that's powerful. Don't just glance over things like that. He always recognized Jesus just like he recognized the Father. Do you see that? Are you with me? Because see, this is very important, because the God that we serve is a what? He's a Trinity. We believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so Paul, every chance he gets, he always recognized the Father, but he also recognized the Son. So don't forget about that. And then now look at this power of the fellowship in this gospel. Paul says, I thank my God unto every remembrance. See, remember earlier I said that he's constantly focusing on the mind, remembering, thinking. Underline those words when you come across. Paul's going to constantly talk about how I'm thinking about you. I got you in remembrance. I remember this about you. That shows his love for the people. Do you see that? This letter is like a love letter. I can remember when I was courting, and Sister Wilbert and I used to write back and forth these love letters. And she used to talk about the stuff that she remembers about me. And I would write back and talk about the stuff that I remember about her. Back and forth. You know, I'm not going to tell you. I ain't telling y'all business. Y'all waiting on me to tell you something. I ain't telling you all my business. I'm just letting y'all imagine. You can use your imagination. You can fill in the blank.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. 3766, or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.